This nafs which is abu gil, the body which is made of sand and water. When you made so much effort that the love of Allah came in the nafs also. And this is possible. Just like, as we explained most probably last week too, some of Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah explained the hadith that one of the seven people who will get the shade of the throne of Allah on the day of Qiyamah is that person whose heart is connected with the masjid all the time. He's in his business, he's with his family, he's wherever, but his heart is in the masjid. So one person told Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali, can this be possible that we are in the business but our heart is in the masjid? How can this be possible? When we are at our families, he couldn't conceive it. So Maulana asked him the opposite, such a beautiful way, Hakimul Ummat. He said, when you're in the masjid, isn't your heart in your business? When you're in the masjid, isn't your heart in your home? He said, yes. So he said, exactly the same, that can also take place. It's just which love you have got more. You have got the love of your business also, love of the masjid also. If the love of the masjid is more, then even if you're in your business, you will be thinking about the masjid. It just depends which love is more. So Hazrat says that jab hamare aab o gil mein dard e dil shamil ho gaya, when this body of ours, our nafs, the love of Allah became ghalib on it, more Allah's love came, unke har manzil hamare peshe daman ho gaye, then every station to reach Allah, now it started coming in front of us. When you're on the right road, if you want to go to Durban but you're on the road to Cape Town, you are going opposite that. How are you going to reach Cape Town? But when you are now on the right road towards Durban, you'll see all the stations, all the towns which you lead to Durban, they start coming on your way. So when a person makes the love of Allah ghalib, then he'll see all the towns, the stations which are going to Allah, they'll start coming in front of him. He will see for himself now that he's enjoying his namaz. He'll see his akhlaq is improving. He'll see his character, he's controlling his anger easily. He'll see all these stations are coming in front of him. But until we are not on the right road, you'll see your nafs has the better of you. You'll see your anger overtakes you. You'll see jealousy, hatred is in you. Laziness for namaz is in you. So then you must know you're not on the right road. And how to come on the right road is just make Allah's love more in you. When Allah's love, now you'll be on the right road, now you'll see automatically you're going towards all those towns which come towards Allah, those towns will be coming on your way. Kis qadar zulmat kadati anjuman unke baghair. And when a person gets the love of Allah, then he will realize at that time that all my gatherings, my life was darkness, wherever it was. I was in darkness. Like for example, when I was about 15, 16 years old, my marhum father asked me one time the time on a watch which was high up. So I told my father, who can see the time there? Nobody can see the time, it's so far, so high up. So my father realized my eyes are weak. And then he took me to the optician, Yusuf Patel's father, Hassan Patel, mashallah. And then when he took me there, and how the opticians, they fit in all the lenses till it comes right, when it came right, he took me to the door of the optometry, the shop. And then he told me to look outside. I got a shock. Then I saw everything so clear, so bright, and everything so distinct and clear. I thought everyone's eyes are like that. So then I realized that what eyes are. So just like that, Hazrat says, that until we haven't got Allah's love, we think, well, this is how life, everyone lives like this. But the day your eyes of the heart are opened, and Allah's love comes in that heart, you see the world is different. Just like that person now, if you take out your glasses, how you see everything? Everything is dumb, dull, you can't make out, it's not like fun. But the minute you put, now you see properly, you see it's a difference. Just like that, till the heart, we haven't got the glasses of Allah's ma'rifat and Allah's muhabbat, then the world also looks like, then we see deen also, no enjoyment, Ramzan, it's like a burden, na'uzubillah. now Taraweeh, now whole days rozas, now getting up for Sehri. But the minute Allah's muhabbat comes, then see the enjoyment of. Now you see Ramzan in its true colors. Now you see Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif in its true colors. Now you see namaz, tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikrullah. Now you see it in its true colors. So that is required. And that is the sum total of the tasawwuf. Get Allah's muhabbat. Then you'll see how the whole world, your deen, your other life also out of deen, your married life, your business life, everything, how enjoyable and how what a pleasure it becomes. And then you'll see that mort, you're not frightened, you are eager. Now you'll see you are on your way to meet Allah. And now you have found Allah is the most beloved, most enjoyable. So going towards Allah won't be frightening. It will be a pleasure to go towards Allah Ta'ala. Unke aate hi sarapa bazam roshan ho gaye. And as soon as Allah comes in, then the whole, everything in the world lights up. Just like your glasses, without it, how? The minute you put it on, it doesn't now take 15 minutes, 15 seconds, immediately. Just like that, as Hazrat Ahmad Barakatum also explains, that when a person will make connection, just like the electrician, you gave him a contract, he's charging you 50,000 rand for his contract. After doing work for about a week, 2 weeks, he says he wants to draw 10,000. So you tell him, but I got no lights. What are you drawing? He says, no, I've done this. I've chiseled. I've put my pipes. You say, I don't want pipes. I want light. He says, no, you have to pay. And then after another 2 weeks, he draws another 10,000-15,000. You tell him, no, I still haven't got lights and you want? He says, no, I got put the wiring. Then he wants another 10,000. He says, I put all my fittings. He says, but I haven't got lights. Now the inspector comes, he checks up the work, he sees it's correct. He puts it on one shot, and suddenly they are full lights. Now your fans are working, now your stove is working, your lights are working, everything. So just like that, a person makes his effort, zikrullah, mujahada, everything, all the means. And also, yeah, many people think the means are the object. Zikr, they make it the object. They think khanqa is zikr, or wazaif are the object. No, all these are the means. We have, it's very important to differentiate between the means and the object. And in many, many organizations also, and the failure of any organization is where the means, the people take it as the object. The means are the means. The object is the object. Hazrat Maulana Ali Miah Rahmatullah Alayh, Allah reward him. Fill his qabr with noor. He has cleared up this point very clearly. Like for example in the madrasa, if the object is just to make alims, then you are failing. The object is, which Allah says, kunu rabbaniyin, has become Allah wala. That is the object of a Darul Uloom also. Which Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Darul Uloom dil ke jalne ka naam hai. Darul Uloom dil rooh ke tarapne ka naam hai. When that love of Allah, that desire of Allah comes, that is the object. Anything else, for example, Jamaat, if the object is, I must just do my 40 days. Now, what were you supposed to do in that 40 days? To get the 6 qualities within us, our iman increase. Love of namaz, more paban in namaz, dhikr, dhikr, ta'aleem. All those things, ikram, ikhlas, that was the object. But if it was just, I must finish my 4 months, I must finish my 40 days. Or in the khanqa, I came for 40 days, I came for 30 days, I came spend my time, and my object was only that. Or that my object is just all the programs. That is also the means. That my object is to make zikr. No, the object is to find Allah, to make the two things. Tazkiyah nafs and to find Allah. And both of them are one. As soon as your tazkiyah is made, the electrician completed his work, the lights come, Allah comes immediately. And Allah comes immediately. If Allah comes in your heart, He purifies your heart. And Allah does it in 1 second. Allah doesn't take 6 weeks to wire, to put the fittings and all that. If Allah comes in your heart, you found Allah's love, and there are many ways to find the love of Allah. Once you have found Allah loves you, He will purify your heart immediately, and Allah comes in that heart. So this is the object. All the other things are the means. But in most cases, unfortunately, those who are on batil, the bidatis, in their khanqas, they do all other things, qabr pujari, making tawaf of the qabr. That we're not speaking of that. That is totally haram. But even in our ahle haq, many cases where the means, we have made them the object. And we have forgotten the object. This is what shaitan works, that you just think zikr is important, my coming in the programs are important, and you forget what is your object. That is, we have to remember what is the object, and they are two, and they are one. The two are one. What are they? You make to purify your heart, Allah comes in. Or you get Allah's love, and Allah immediately purifies your heart, and Allah comes into your heart. That the love of Allah, for example, in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, you want this love of Allah, fattabi'uni, ittiba'i sunnat is one way. Wajabat muhabbati lil mutahabbina fiyya. Allah says, my muhabbat becomes compulsory for those people who love one another for my sake. Walil mutajalisina fiyya, walil mutazawirina fiyya, walil mutabazilina fiyya. Many people. If you make your muhabbat with a person whom Allah loves, and Allah sees your muhabbat in that person's heart, Allah makes muhabbat with you directly. So there are very many ways to find the love of Allah, and that is the easiest way. Once you have found Allah's love, you have made yourself, and this love is such a thing. Shah Jahan, who built the Taj Mahal for Noor Jahan. How did all this start? One day, Shah Jahan was a young boy. He was going to a fair, where all they selling things and exhibiting the things and selling and their amusement, everything. So he wanted to drink water. And he saw a young girl, small girl. So he asked her, and he left doves, pigeons. And he always kept two with him on his shoulder. So I want to drink water. Won't you keep these two pigeons, doves for me? She said, no problem. So he drank his water finish. When he went and fetched his pigeons, he saw only one. So he asked, what happened? She said, it flew away. Very innocently, poorly, how girls particular, very innocent. It flew away. Like, no, nothing was a big deal. It flew away. So he said, how it flew away? She made the other one fly. Like this, it flew away. On that, he fell in love with her. He married her and he built the Taj Mahal for her, which is her qabr actually. Taj Mahal is the qabr of Noor Jahan. So how, just see on love, what and what didn't he do? One of the seven wonders of the world he built for her. So if you get the love of Allah, your one harkat somewhere and Allah just loves you, finish, your work is done. Allah will purify your heart, Allah will come in your heart, Allah will protect you now from gunas also. Unke aate hi sarapa bazam roshan hoge. Hum to sehrao ko samjhe the ke veerani hai wahan. We thought that in the deserts, there is only, what is there, desolate. There, nothing. What is in the desolate? Zikre haq ke faise wo rashke gulshan ho gaye. And Hazrat many times, and Hazrat was well, Hazrat should go out in the deserts also. Out of Karachi. Karachi is a desert area. Just out. But where you, when you start making the zikr of Allah there, then that desert becomes the envy of the garden. The garden envies that desert. In other words, wherever Allah's zikr is taking place, the whole world envies, and this is clear in the hadith, on which part of the ground Allah's zikr is made, the seven earths from before, under, envy that piece of ground. The heavens envy that ground where Allah's zikr is made. So that desert, which is desolate, which is bare, which is barren, nothing there. But when Allah's zikr's majlis is there, the beautiful gardens envy that place as well. Nafs dushman ho gaya. Ho gaya maghloob unki yaad se, nafs se dushman, this nafs which is our enemy, this bad desires of the nafs, which I explained, that is our enemy. Inna aada aduwika alladhi bayna jambayk, your worst enemy is the one that is with you. Your nafs, the desires, the haram desires of your nafs, this year, but this nafs dushman ho gaya maghloob, this nafs se dushman, this nafs which is dushman, it became overpowered. Unki yaad se, zikr has got one of that. So zikr, there is zikr for ibadat, for sawab. But there is zikr also for controlling the nafs, which comes in the hadith, many all the zikr, that is basically as ibadat, solat sawab for this, solat sawab for that. And mashayikh which show zikr, that isn't for sawab really, though you get your sawab. But that is to control your nafs. That is the purpose of that. So this nafs dushman became controlled by zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Ruh ki taqat hamari shere afgan ho gaye. And now when the nafs became overpowered, the power of our ruh, Then on top we read that the ruh became sumbal, rehan, sausal. That was the beauty and the fragrance of the ruh. Here Hadrat explained that not only did the ruh become beautiful, it became very strong and powerful. Sher-e-Afghan is that lion which overpowers its whatever it's attacking. So now the ruh got that power that it overpowered the nafs now. All the haram, bad desires of the nafs got overpowered now by the ruh now. Talkhti bazam jahame ehle dunya ke hayat. The lives of the people of this dunya, their gatherings were bitter. Whether it is nightclubs, whether it is weddings, whether it is gambling, dance, whatever it is, they are very bitter and they are extremely dark. No matter how they light it up, they are extremely dark. Faze bazme aashiqa se bazam gulshan ho gaye. But there was a bioscope, for example, theater, films, all bad things. Somebody bought it, made it a masjid now. Now, mashallah, namazes, azan taking place. How many places like that? Discos, people bought it out, they made it a masjid now. So that place that was so bitter, so dark, so bad, faze bazme aashiqa se, now because of the barakat of the lovers of Allah, the namazis, etc., those who making tilawat now, those who making zikr, etc., that place, same place became a beautiful garden. That place what was dark, which was in zulmat of guna and filth and dirt, what a wonderful place it became. Mad lagana dil ko tum fani haseeno se kabhi. Never ever put your heart to these temporary beauties of this world. The haram is haram, that's out of the question. Even your wife, one lady in KwaZulu-Natal in one town, her husband has passed away because they loved one another so much. She's demanding they must bring her. She's going mad. Bring my husband back. They told her, your husband's body is gone rotten. Must we bring his rotten body? She said, yeah, bring his rotten body also. So too much of love of this dunya is also not permitted. A person will go mad with that. So even your halal wife, don't give your whole heart to her. Otherwise, you can go mad. But give your heart to Allah Ta'ala. Jais, it's no problem you love your wife, you love your children, but not to that extent that one day if they are not there, you go mad. And haram is haram, that's out of the question. Even halal, love them within the limit. Mad lagana dil ko tum fani haseeno se kabhi, ek din khaki munakkash nazri matfan ho gayi. Remember, this beautiful sand, this body is only sand, temporary, 60, 70 years, less, more. Allah has made it, He gave it a beautiful form, but it's going back to the sand again. So to think of that day when who you loving so much, you'll go mad if you lose that person. Give your life to him who loves forever. And whatever beauty there is in the world, or don't give your love to all the designs of this world. Resign from all the designs and look at the designer, the Allah Ta'ala, who remains forever and ever. When who hasn't made one design, we find in your computer or this dices, they make this different designs. How many can they make? Allah's designs are unlimited. Yes. So give your heart to Him whose designs are unlimited, and see one design you gave your heart, you get some enjoyment. If you give your heart to Him whose designs are unlimited, He'll give you joy in your heart which is unlimited. Today we are just overtaken by this temporary beauty, love of the things of this dunya. If you get the love of Allah, you'll see this love of dunya is nothing. You'll just as Hazrat said that kis qadar zulmat kadati anjuman unke baghair. Then you'll see this world, what was it? There was nothing in it. Jab se akhtar ruh kashe aghyar wa begana hua. Hazrat says that as soon as a person turns his face away from this temporary things, aghyar, things which are besides Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and you become ruqash, you don't look at them, you look away from them now. And you become begana, like a stranger to them, to all the things of this dunya. Ek tumse kya muhabbat ho gayi, sari dunya hi se nafrat ho gayi. When you get the love of Allah, the love of this dunya will automatically fade away. And when that happens, bazme ehle dil mein uski qadar ahsan ho gayi. Then that person in the gathering of the pious of the Ahlullah, they will honor him much more. He will be much more noble and much more honor as soon as he has now turned away from the things of this dunya and he has found the love of Allah tabarak ta'ala. May Allah give us all this reality, inshallah. And all this is not only practical, possible, it is practical and it is greatly enjoyable also. And if we just make the correct effort, and amongst that one great thing is keep the object as the object. Where we make a great mistake is where we make the means the object. Okay? And we forget the actual object. That is a very great danger. Allah Ta'ala reward Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who had warned against us. He says, I fear that time when people will think they'll be very much in the work of tabligh, but they won't be in it at all. That is, when they will make the means the object. That is, they will be very much jamaat here, jamaat there, going here, going there, but no 6 points coming in their life. He warned against this. So that this mistake must not be made. So this is what we have to see, whether it's jamaat, whether it's khanqa, whether it's darul ulum, whether you're doing social welfare work. Many in the social, we help so many poor people, so many widows. But are you doing it for the pleasure of Allah? If you are doing for the pleasure of Allah, you'll see you're not taking photos of all those women you are helping, all those men, because in there Allah is not going to be pleased. That is where we make mistakes, we go in the wrong direction. So you won't do all those wrong things. You are collecting zakat funds, which is delicate. You won't use it wrongly. You'll use it correctly if Allah's pleasure is the object. And if Allah's pleasure is not the object, even in your collection, if Allah's pleasure is in the object, you'll collect and you won't force people to give money. Because Allah doesn't like that. You'll give them encouragement, targhib. We're doing this work here. If you take part, you'll get so lot sawab. Whatever you want to, you can manage. And that person also is happy you're not forcing him. But when you start forcing a person, it's haram. That money, in fact, is haram already. And Allah doesn't like that. So where we lose sight of the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, that is where things go wrong. You're running a Darul Uloom, you can only afford to keep 50 students. Keep only 50. You don't have to make name and have 505,000 students. And now you have to go with collections and force people and no matter what kind of money comes, you're taking all the money also. Now that there is no need for that. The object is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. In everything, if we see the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So always keep the object as the object and the means as the means. Never make the means the object. And you forget the object completely. And you just think the means is everything. So this is a very important aspect. One great sunnah of which our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, should make muzakra of, when one great sunnah is, that before Ramzan, and in fact on the 29th, and tonight is the 29th of Ramzan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enlightened the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum of the coming of this great month and what great, great amal and virtues there are. But again, let us remember, these are all the means. They are not the object. Many of us that I gave my zakat in Ramzan, I gave my lillah in Ramzan, I kept my rosas, but this is not the means, object. The object is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, which the Quran says. So all this you must do to acquire taqwa. And for what is taqwa? In أَوْلِيَاؤُهُ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقُونَ. Where Allah Ta'ala explained, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. That piety is not you face only qibla. Not only that you make your namaz and your zakat, and you do all the, how many? Allah listed everything, ibadat also, akhlaq also, and social welfare work also. Then Allah Ta'ala says, after all that, in أَوْلِيَاؤُهُ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقُونَ. All those things are on their place. But the friends of Allah are those people who have taqwa. So all this what is mentioned in this hadith is also so the means so that we acquire the taqwa. But many of us, we make this just our means. Qurbani time, many of us, the means is, for what is Qurbani? To gain closeness to Allah Ta'ala. But many of us, just the Qurbani. So in that case, we don't worry what kind animal, where it's slaughtered, who's slaughtering, we send it away. We're not worried how my qurbani is made. No, the object of Qurbani. Namaz, the object of namaz. Not just that I made. The namaz itself is the means of namaz. And for what is namaz? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. That is the object, that tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. We get saved from haram. So everyone can see, I'm making namaz for 20 years, but am I getting saved from haram, from shameless deeds or not? And so if I'm just happy I made my namaz is made. But if my namaz is not saving me from haram and shameless deeds, that means the object of my namaz is not being realized. It's not just enough that you bought a car, but it's not moving. It's a car that came without an engine, without wheels. What is it? Once we were with our Azad wal Jamaat in Madagascar, at night they took us a little bit to show us the one town. We went past, I did not notice also. Muhammad Amin is here, he said there was the fire engines, and he said no wheels. The fire engines are there, but they got no wheels. So you got a fire engine standing on bricks. What's the use? You're happy we five fire engines lined up there. But if there's a small little fire also, what can that fire engine do? It's got no wheels. So the means is not enough. The object, can that fire engine, has it got water in it? Can it move? Is it ready to move at when it's required, etc.? All those things are necessary. So this is what is required. So these are also the means. Don't make them the objects. And without the means, you can't reach the object. They don't undermine any of the means. For example, you go in Jamaat 40 days, what you going to get? Without going, how are you going to get that? You're going to stay at home, you're in your business, you have to go. But when you go, don't think I just have to finish my 40 days. Like in Ramzan, many of us, our 30 days calendar, from we got our flow markers or?
Permanent marker.
We got them specially ready. First day, we scratch it out, the day mustn't come. It's not a matter of finishing the 30 days. The 30 days in any case going to get finished. Even if we die, the 30 days are going to get finished. That what to do in each day, in each minute, in each hour, am I doing that? Not a matter of just finishing the 30 days. And the 30 days of i'tikaf, not just a matter of finishing 30 and 40 days, not just a matter of finishing 6 years of alim course. What did I do in that 6 years? Not a matter of finishing my chilla, etc. What did I do in it? That is important. And also know what to do so that we get the proper object. Allah bless me and bless us all with this. So on the 29th of Shaban, Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, عن سلمان رضي الله عنه قال خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر يوم من شعبان. The last day of Shaban, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave a khutbah and he explained, فقال يا أيها الناس. And in that khutbah, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, oh people, قد أظلكم شهر عظيم مبارك. A very azim, a great, a very blessed month has already thrown its shadows over you. It's right here, next to you, close to you now, it's coming. شهرٌ فيه ليلةٌ خيرٌ من ألف شهر. It is a month in which there is one night, which is better than 1,000 months. Ya Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say the last day and in the whole month, it can come anywhere. Some of the ulama of that opinion, though the vast majority of the ulama accept that it comes in the last 10 nights. And in the last 10 nights, the most probable night also is the 27th night. Anyway, a very great night is here, which is better than 1,000 months, 83 years and 4 months, and not equal to that. And who said better? Allah said better. So what is Allah's better? We cannot imagine the better of Allah Ta'ala, how much more better it is than 83 years and 4 months. So in other words, don't lose this month, don't lose this one night. Make sure you acquire it. Shahrun, it is such a month. Ja'ala Allah siyamahu farida. Allah has made the fasting in this month farida, farad. And fasting is F-A-S-T-I-N-G. But today's spelling is gone weak, and what we added a E. So we made it F-E-A-T-I-N-G. So we made it feasting. So unfortunately for vast majority of this month, for us this month is a month of feasting. That sehri we eat double, that the whole day I have to stay hungry. And then iftari time, we eat double the whole day. We forgot I ate already, I covered it up already. So we're covering it up. And then again, not only double, but more rich food than usual. And the food itself, then all the savouries and all the, what else? The savouries and whatever, all the things, so much more. But this is really a month of fasting. And if we can get the spirit of fasting, which is to eat a little bit less, both at sehri time also, iftari time, then you can manage. When you eat too much sehri time, you get lazy for fajr. And iftari time if you eat, then tarawih is a big demon in front of us. We can't think of tarawih then. We just want to stay away from it. And we perhaps just make isha, just the faraz and just the witr and go and sleep sunnati muakkada. So when a person controls his eating, then he will be light, he'll look forward, he won't find tarawih too heavy, and you'll be showing a great favor to the people you stand next to in tarawih. Otherwise, when you overeat and you take your belches, the car, and they come out with the terrible smells, and your poor neighbor from on both sides have to tolerate it all the time. So if a person eats less, he'll do himself and others also a great favor. Farida. وَقِيَامُ لَيْلِهِ تَطَوَّعًا. And Allah made the staying awake of the night, Allah made it nafal. That is, the tarawih is compulsory, sunnat-e muakkada, that a person has to do. But more than that is nafal. مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ فِيهِ بِخَسْلَةٍ. A person who does any good deed in this month, nafil ibadat faraz is on its place, all the nafil. كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِي مَا سِوَى. Nafil will become like a faraz in this month. And to understand that a bit more in detail, Mujaddid al-Faisani rahmatullah alayhi has explained that a person's whole life's nafal, like the hajjud, will never ever be compared to one faraz, two rakats of faraz of fajr. Whole life's nafal, tahajjud, ishraq, awwabin, chas, salatul hajj, salatul shukr, all that, whole lives won't equal one faraz. Faraz is faraz, nafal is nafal. So in this month, a nafal becomes equal to a faraz. If you make your ishraq, you make your awwabin, you make your tahajjud, you get the sawab of a faraz. And the whole life's nafal cannot equal a faraz. And in this month, a nafal becomes a faraz. How great is in this month? وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ. And it is a month of sabr. Very, very important. How many of us, we lose our tempers? And if we learn to control our temper in Ramadan, then what is the reason we can't control ourselves in the 11 remaining months? But if we don't control our temper, it is this islah, this tazkiyah. Learn in this month to control one's temper. Then the rest of the year, you will also control your temper. The month of Ramadan, like Hajj, is that ibadat. Whatever you had done in Hajj, and then when you are making your tawaf, ziyarat, your final tawaf, your first tawaf, when you finish it, Hajr-e-Aswad puts a seal upon you. Whatever you had done in that Hajj, that remains with you now. If you are looking at woman there, you'll see when you come away, you'll be looking at woman more. You are giving dhoka, deceiving the people. You didn't pay them properly, you'll see you keep on deceiving people. That habit will remain. The same thing with the month of Ramadan. Whatever habits we form in the month of Ramadan, they're going to remain for us for the remaining 11 months now. They will remain with us. So this is a month of exercising patience. Exercise patience in this month. والصبر ثوابه الجنة. And when a person makes sabr, the reward of it, where many other hadith also, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the great rewards of sabr, he said, one of them is that you get, Allah will give you jannat in return. So, many people who look at that, they have that greed, that hiras of jannat, so at least for that sake, control yourself, exercise sabr. وَشَهْرُ الْمَوَاسَاتِ. And it is a month of thinking of other people, the poor and the needy also. In other words, again in this month, get that quality, not only for the month of Ramadan, then you forget the poor the whole year. that we made sabr in Ramzan after Eid's day, start off with the wife. Start peshing her and start abusing her. That Ramzan had to make sabr, now it's my... No. If you made sabr in the month of Ramadan, it's going to last forever. You did good deeds and you were kind to the poor and the needy, not only for Ramzan. This was the practicing ground. Now it must carry on for the rest of your life. Whether it is here, whether it is you're in a darulum, you became an alim, you became a hafiz, whether you're doing jamaat work, not only 40 days in jamaat we make our namaz and we're very good with our satis, when we come home, now we start fighting. No. What you learn there must carry on in the rest of your life. So that is what is required. So it is a month of showing kindness. وَشَهْرٌ يُزَادُ فِيهِ رِزْقِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فِيهِ It is a month in which the rosy of a mu'min is increased, which we see. Even the poor people, even if they don't earn more, but their dasturkhan is also full. Allah made it such that rosy of everyone increases in the month of Ramadan. And when Allah gives us, if not for ourselves, like Maulana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi used to explain, why did Allah ta'ala give us two eyes? One eye was enough. If you close your one eye, you can still see the same. But why did Allah give us two eyes? One was to see our need, and the other eye was to see the need of the poor people. But today we're using both eyes for ourselves. Today you have got one car, you buy another car. That for your small runs, I need a small little car. And the people, your neighbor hasn't got a bicycle also, but you don't see his need. You are buying extra things. They are going in your garage, they're going in your attic. You don't even know you got them. More and more things we are buying, ordering, clothing, etc. While the people just near us, your neighbor is not only your immediate neighbor. For us here, all our squatters, all our in the informal settlements, all our neighbors. What kind of houses have they got? What kind of houses have we got? What kind of cars we have got and how many cars? So, Islam is a matter, a deen of mawasah, to share also. So, learn it in the month of Ramadan and carry out your whole life. See that you share with other people. مَنْ فَطَّرَ فِيهِ صَائِمًا كَانَ مَغْفِرَةً لِذُنُوبِهِ A person who gives iftari to a fasting person, it will be compensation for all his sins. So give iftari also. And again, not only month of Ramadan, give food to other people. Try and feed. Get the habit to learn in this month and feed people throughout the year also. وَإِتْقَ رَقَبَةِ مِنَ النَّارِ رَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ And it is also setting his neck free from the fire of Jahannam. Feed the people, give them iftari, learn to feed, share with people, and Allah will set you free on the day of Qiyamah. وَكَانَ لَوْ مِثْلَ أَجْرِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَيَّنْقُسَ مِنْ أَجْرِهِ شَيْءٍ And Allah will give you the same reward of that fasting person without his rewards diminishing in the least. But in other words, if you gave iftari to 10 people, your roza, another 10, you got 11 roza sawab. And their sawabs won't be diminished. Yeah, many people who, in the technical terms, we call them the Mu'tazila, the Jahmiya, all the groups that were deviated groups in Islam. Today the modernists, etc., Ahle Hadith, many other people. They are slaves of their own brains. And according to their brains, they have judged Allah. And because of that, they can't understand Hadith in which so much virtues of good deeds have come. So they say, how can you get so much sawab? First, they don't know that by Allah there is no limit of sawab. And for Allah to give any person that sawab, what is it? When you recognize Allah. Therefore, to understand Hadith, Quran, first recognize Allah. Then you'll be able to understand Quran in a Hadith. And if you want to understand Quran, Hadith according to your brains, then you become a Mu'tazili, you become a Jahmi, you become any other group, you become a modernist, whatever else you will become. A person who goes according to logic, you will want to judge. You are according to your logic, you have made Allah. Not who Allah is. You are judging Allah, you are seeing Allah according to your logic and your thinking. So if a person understands the greatness of Allah and how much Allah Ta'ala gives, قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ They said, O Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَيْسَ كُلَّنَا يَجِدُ مَا يُفَطِّرُ السَّائِمُ all of us don't have the means that we can give iftari. They were thinking a complete meal that you have to give to somebody. We don't have that, we are poor. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were generally poor. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who knew Allah, who knew Allah's mercies, Allah's kindness, Allah's compassion, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the proper answer. يُؤْتِي اللَّهُ هَذَا ثَوَابُ مَنْ فَطَّرَ صَائِمًا عَلَى تَمْرَةٍ أَوْ شَرْبَةِ مَاءٍ أَوْ مَذْقَةِ لَبَنٍ. Allah gives this reward to a person who gives iftari to somebody just on one khajur also. You just give one khajur, you'll get his whole day's roza sawab. Now if you go according to your brains, it doesn't make sense. How can it be? But Allah's mercy, if you donate to a masjid, the money which can buy one window, Allah won't give you one window in Jannah. Allah will give you the whole palace. Allah will say, you build my whole house. You gave just for one brick, just for one nail, which was used in that masjid. Allah won't give you the sawab of one nail, Allah will give you a whole masjid. So only a person who knows Allah will be able to understand this. Otherwise, you will deny the hadith. He'll say, no, this is fabricated, na'uzu billah. There is a weak hadith, he'll just discard it. But till the person doesn't know Allah, he won't be able to understand. Or he just gives that person a drink of water. On that Allah is going to give you the whole day's roza. Or just some milk you give to somebody. Sour milk, which is common amongst the Arabs. Yogurt, which they have. Sour milk, they enjoy it. And it is very healthy too. Just that you gave to somebody, that is also enough. وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. It is such a great month. It just starts off, it bangs off with rahmat, with Allah's mercy. Then it goes into complete forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Mm-hmm. And then from complete salvation from the fire of Jahannam. What a month is in this month. مَنْ خَفَّفَ عَنْ أَمَمْلُوكِهِ فِيهِ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ وَعَاتَقَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. A person who lightens the burden of any of his worker in this month, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala forgives that person and sets him free from the fire of Jahannam. So we are taught that whether it is the domestic servants, whether it is the worker in the house, if they are Muslims, they are keeping roza to lighten their burden. Any fasting person, make his work easier in this month. Try and move your shopping, your office hours, your shop hours. Usually open at 9, open 9:30, open 10 o'clock. Tell your workers that get up for sehri, make ibadat, make tahajjud, we'll open an hour later. Close your shop, you're closing at 5, tell them we'll close by asr. So all can reach comfortably at home. Who doesn't want to be at home iftari time? Then if you do this, Allah will forgive all your sins on that. And Allah will set you free from the fire of Jahannam as well. وَاسْتَكْثِرُ فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ خِسَالٍ. And increase four things in this month. خَسْلَتَيْن تُرْضَوْنَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ. Two things of which you will do, Allah will be very happy with you. وَخَسْلَتَيْن لَا غِنَى بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا. And there are two other things, and you can't do without those other things. You need them badly. فَأَمَّا الْخَسْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ تُرْضَوْنَ بِهِمَا رَبُّكُمْ. The two things which Allah will be very happy if you do, what are they? They are شَهَادَةُ وَاللَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَتَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ. Read, أَشْهَدُ وَاللَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. أَشْهَدُ وَاللَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. Two things that we have to do, which Allah will become very happy. وَأَمَّا الْخَسْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ لَا غِنَى بِكُمْ عَنْهُمَا. Two things which you cannot do without. فَاسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ وَتَعَوَّذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala of Jannat and ask Him protection from the fire of Jahannam. So read it in this way. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ أَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ وَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Try and read one tasbih of it. It's printed also. It is, you must see, give it out to all. So, and read it from there. This is why very much encouraged by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ سَقَى صَائِمًا سَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَوْضِ شُرْبَةً لَا يَضْمَعُ حَتَّى يَدْخُلْ الْجَنَّةِ. And a person who gives water to drink at iftari time, just see the great reward. Every masjid, there are people who are putting water. They are getting this reward. And a place where water is not easily available, that sawab is even more greater. It is like you bringing a dead person back to life, you give those people. And Ramzan, the sawab is even more. So you give any person water to drink, when he opens his roza, you will get this great reward that you will never feel thirsty until you enter Jannah. Allah will give you in this world also to drink, and the main on the day of Qiyamah, when thirst will be one of the major setbacks of the day of Qiyamah. You will get from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you will never feel thirsty again. So may Allah tabaraka ta'ala let us understand and appreciate this great month, and go through all the means. Without the steps, you will never reach the top. But don't start climbing the step and just sit on the step. And then also you are doing wrong. And without the step, you can't reach the top also. So all the means are necessary, but the means is not the object. Make the object, keep the means in its place, and see the whole world turns around for you. And how beautiful and how bright the world will become. Mort will be a pleasure. And of course, then what to say about the qabr, the day of Qiyamah. For such people, there is no worry of any harm on the day of Qiyamah. All the warnings that have come are not for those who have pleased Allah. Those who please Allah, they are just going. Like if a person in a madrasa, in a school is going to get, they say the principal today is going to give hiding to the student, he's very cross. But those who didn't do wrong, they don't have to worry. They will get smiles from the principal. Those who did wrong, so the day of Qiyamah, all the fears are not for those who are righteous and pious. They will get smiles from Allah from the start. They will have no fear whatsoever. Only goodness will come their way. Allah has given us this life that each one of us we can qualify for that. So in the month of Ramadan is particularly for that. May Allah give us all tawfiq. And inshallah the programs that will be taking place here, all the masjids try and take part in all the programs. And the main thing, wherever we are, even on our own individually, keep the main object in mind to acquire taqwa, purity of the heart. And the love of Allah Ta'ala, and this is the ideal month to get it. If we get it, we are set for the rest of the year. And next Ramzan, we can go more higher. And by the time whenever Maut comes, we could have reached where and where. Otherwise, Ramzans are going to come in fast. All Ramzans have come. No Ramzan stuck in between. And we still stuck in that Ramzan. All passed. And this Ramzan is going to pass. But what are we going to do in Ramzan? How are we going to fill this month? May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo dhikre illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Kurrai arz ko gardish mein yun zair falak rakha kisne, suraj chand sitaron mein ye noor chamak rakha kisne, Laila ke fani chehre par aisa namak rakha kisne, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو نشہ عشق الہی یارو چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے، جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے، جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جو ہی صحابہ نے، ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے، ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے، ایسا پیارا ہے اللہ، الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں، جس سے معاصی کے سارے ہی خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں، پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل پر پہنچاتے ہیں. رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے، رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے، سب کہہ دو سبحان اللہ، سب کہہ دو سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
Just two mots that took place, but very mubarak, from which we can get its inspiration. One is one sheikh in Malawi, a local Malawian, about 80, a very pious person, very paband of namaz, used to go with his lantern every day, tahajjud time, give azan, tahajjud time, make his ibadat. Just about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, Juma while, either making bayan or during the khutbah, just imagine what a mubarak time. He looked up and in local Malawian language he said, who? Gone. And he passed away. Malakul Maut came, he just looked up, he said, who? And he passed away. So Jumata, mashallah, what a mubarak maut. The other, Maulana Sulaiman Janji, rahmatullahi, was in the Markaz, Hazratji's Khadim, from Medina Sharif going to Makkah in a state of ihram, he passed away. Mashallah. So Allah, may Allah grant us all also such mubarak mauts. These are such mauts that you envy those people. May Allah bless us also with such mubarak mauts. Just two mauts that took place, but very mubarak, from which we can get its inspiration. One is one sheikh in Malawi, a local Malawian, about 80, a very pious person, very paband of namaz, used to go with his lantern every day, tahajjud time, give azan, tahajjud time, make his ibadat. Just about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, Juma while, either making bayan or during the khutbah. Just imagine, what a mubarak time. He looked up and in local Malawian language, he said, who? Gone. And he passed away. Malakul Maut came, he just looked up, he said, who? And he passed away. So Juma time, mashallah, what a mubarak maut. The other, Maulana Sulaiman Janji, rahmatullahi, was in the Markaz, Hazratji's Khadim, from Medina Sharif going to Makkah in a state of ihram, he passed away. Mashallah. So Allah, may Allah grant us all also such mubarak mauts. These are such mauts that you envy those people. May Allah bless us also with such mubarak mauts.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا مصيرنا إلى النار. اللهم اجعل أعمالنا خالصة لوجهك الكريم يا الله. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما بقيتنا. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك وحب عمل الذي يبلغنا حبك وحب من ينفعنا حبه عندك. اللهم ارزقنا التوفيق لمحابك وارزقنا التوفيق لمحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولطاعته. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين والأبرار مع الإيمان. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشائخنا ولشيخنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ بك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام